I can do this all day.
Yeah, I know.
Something tells me we're not getting the band back together.
What do you mean, no?
Way to go, Tic Tac!
He's confused. He doesn't know who he is.
Wakanda forever!
You're all not worthy.
Dance off, bro!
This moron is giving me everything.
I will be reinstituting Prima Nocta.
That's right. Try this again. This is the Capes and Hammers broadcast, a podcast for those who are kind of like new to the whole MCU, DC, movie universes.
Fandom.
Like myself, you know. It dawned on me that I really liked this stuff when we saw Infinity War, and they all lost. It was ended on a down note, like Empire Strikes Back. I am your host of this podcast, Jim McCarthy. We are coming to you live, or semi-live, or recorded at this point by the time you hear it, from the Big Dot Studios in Spring Hill, Tennessee, bigdotinc.com. Check us out for all your lighting, electrical, and heating and air needs. And across from me, my trusty cohorts, fresh off the jobs today, being out there doing electrical jobs and servicing, Gray, who is our deep dive comic expert, I'll say, and CJ, who is just as curious as I am. And we have a lot of really good conversations surrounding these topics. Today, we're talking about who is worthy outside of the DC or MCU, Marvel comic or cinematic universe. Who is worthy outside of those universes to wield Mjolnir?
Right.
But first, a couple of things we can talk about that I had been watching Infinity War recently and found that a couple of things that stood out to me. When they go to Nidavellir, Thanos and Gamora. Right?
Can you say that again?
Nidavellir?
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Can you spell it?
Yes.
I still don't know.
Hold on
said.
A minute. Nedivillir. Red Skull mentions others have come to seek the Soul Stone.
Right.
Yeah. What does that mean? I think that is that phrase means a lot more now.
Others have
that
tried.
The Loki series is out.
He says that when Thanos and Gamora,
right,
upon their visit.
Yes, I believe he says okay. Endgame too. I'm not sure.
Which we know well.
Yeah, others have come to seek it.
That's true.
Yeah, they just got there earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's surprising then that if others had come and successfully made a sacrifice, you would imagine that there would be like a graveyard of people, of sacrifices at the bottom.
You'd think.
Of the...
Good point.
Of the mountaintop.
Yeah.
Where others have died. Right?
And then that raises the question, how'd the stone...
How did it return?
How did it return?
If it was a successful sacrifice and the soul went to them, maybe it wasn't successful.
You know, you saying that just made me...
Maybe they didn't...
Imagine something. Ready?
They
ready?
Didn't...
You ready?
It wasn't a loving sacrifice.
No.
CJ's going to drop a bomb.
Go ahead.
Two people came.
Yeah.
Made the sacrifice, took the stone, went on their way, used it for what they were going to use it for. When he came back, he returned it, soul for a soul.
So he got the person back.
Got the person back.
Yeah, but there's no weight to that. There's no skin in the game, though, when you do that.
From a narrative perspective.
Only hope for, you know,
so can Nat
back.
Can Nat make a comeback?
Yes, I'm saying.
Clever.
Not that she would.
Very clever.
She's suing the crap out of Disney right now. So, I mean, that's, you know.
Who? Black Widow?
Some comeback.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I didn't know we had sound effects.
We have sound effects.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should use those more often.
That's the...
Let's just have that on the background as we talk.
Those are the Disney attorneys.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they lose this case. So, the other one that I noticed was in Infinity War... When Ebony Maw and his donut ship that attacks New York in the beginning of the film, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and Iron Man, Tony Stark, are on board as stowaways pretty much, well, except for Doctor Strange. He's a prisoner.
Right.
When they crash land on Titan, it's just them on board, right? I mean, it leads you to believe that this one ship that you would think comes off of Thanos' massive ship
was empty?
It's empty, right?
With no troops.
But then you see the other ship that they left around Earth to go after Vision's stone.
Huh.
Wakanda,
they've got the space dogs in it.
Hmm.
What's up with that?
Hmm.
I wonder what kind of ship it was. Because we see in Endgame, when the troops arrive,
they're
very different ships.
Yes.
So maybe like in Star Wars, different ships.
No, the same ships.
It may have been a The ring ships?
Yeah, the ring ships and those triangle ships. Those
Oh, yeah, the ones that unload.
Right,
yeah.
So why was he riding solo and not...
Right. Interesting. Unless there was something in the scene that maybe there were two other ships that entered the atmosphere. I don't know.
Right.
So
Maybe they were scout ships.
So the other thing is I noticed that there was a continuity error in when Thor is getting his Stormbreaker made. He is taking on the full force of the Dying Star at Nidavellir. And
sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah. He actually holds open the iris, one hand under and the other hand over. And then it switches the scenes. Yeah, both hands are under.
And it flips.
Just continuity. Just stupid things.
The flux.
And yeah, we've got the new Suicide Squad movie out, which you guys have not seen yet.
Not yet.
But I take issue with the fact that they're pulling so many MCU people and actors into their realm.
And although still making, probably James Gunn's decision.
I guess so.
A creative decision based by James Gunn.
But you know what? Doesn't work for me. Very underwhelming movie, I thought. It was one of those things, I don't need to see it.
Any chance two people would be...
Maybe.
Same character, same movie?
I don't know about same character. I mean, similar types of characters?
You're proposing...
Same actor for two characters is what I meant to say.
Yeah. So same, the actors are playing characters in the DC universe. Which I'm like, you know, DC, fine, go play in your own sandbox.
Right.
You know, they make underwhelming movies anyway, in my opinion.
So not impressed?
Some of them.
Nope, not impressed at all.
Even though Starro appears. I've waited for Starro for years.
See, this is the first time I've ever heard of Starro.
I love Starro. I've been a Starro fan for years. Starro is an alien starfish, and it lands on your face, sticks over your face with a single cyclops eye, and the mother Starro controls your actions.
The character from SpongeBob? Yeah.
Patrick? Yes. Pretty much.
Well, no.
What?
Who's the guy with the starfish on his face? There's another guy, another character in SpongeBob.
I know who you mean.
I have no idea. But yeah, I know who very, you mean. You know, that's, yeah. Other
Just
than
covering
like,
his face.
You know, yeah. Wonder Woman, DC makes a generally underwhelming movie.
Yeah.
With the exception of Dark Knight trilogy. No, I would include Wonder Woman.
Dark Knight, I think, was separate from what has been put out. I mean, Dark Knight.
Yes.
Yeah. The Batman movies typically are good. The Superman movies are good.
The first Superman film.
Which one?
The one where we believed a man could fly.
Christopher Reeves.
Right.
All
right.
But, I mean, he was the hero back in the 80s. You know?
Yeah.
But moving on to our topic, we're going to figure out who would be worthy to wield Mjolnir in outside of the MCU.
Excluding all Marvel characters
excluding
established
them all.
In the comics or right. in the films.
So we have to determine what does worthy mean, right?
Qualifications of worthiness.
Yeah. What are the qualifications? What do you think, Craig?
Humility.
You think humility?
Selflessness.
So, yes, that one.
To put a greater good above your own safety.
Right. Was Thor humble, though? Did he have a humility about him?
I think he learned that in the first of his movies.
Right.
And I think Captain America exemplifies that.
He does.
And has since we've come to know him.
Yeah.
But I also think that Thanos demonstrates the greatest
humility?
Measure of selflessness.
Really?
I do, because...
There was no sacrifice in it for him.
Well, Gamora.
Well, Gamora at that particular point, but up until then, he was just, you know, slaughtering half civilizations. That's what they said in the movies. That's what
I think he was dedicated to a purpose that went beyond himself.
So he thought
it wasn't about his ego or his legacy.
He believed he was doing good.
He was a prophet.
Yeah.
But in the comics,
serving the mission. In the comics, it is selfish.
Yeah.
Because and you know this.
Yeah. He wants
because he's
tail.
Trying to impress death.
Yeah.
The personification of death. It's romantic.
Yeah.
Right. It's out of a.
But in the beginning of the first or the end of the Avengers. The first Avengers.
When he smiles,
what is said to him to make him smile?
Do we know?
To tangle with the humans, basically, is to
court death.
That's what makes... Yeah, he gets a
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the thrill when that came out and trying to find who that was.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't know who he was.
I'm like, oh, cool, it's Thanos.
At the time. And everybody would just talk about it. It wasn't on the internet. Or maybe it was and I wasn't. But we would all talk about that. Who he was.
Did you know who it was when you first saw them? You didn't?
No, not at all.
And you're the comic book guy.
I was 12.
Doesn't matter.
I hadn't read that. I was only reading Spider-Man
at
the time.
But that encouraged you to look into the Infinity.
Widen the scope of the characters I would follow.
So we're basically thinking that Worthy, because Thor up until that point was not humble, didn't have a humility about him, but the enchantment was spoken after that. And Odin throws it into the Bifrost to be sent to Earth with a purpose behind it, because he wanted to see if his son could actually redeem himself.
Well, that raises the question before the enchantment.
Right.
Could anybody lift the hammer?
Was it anyone's hammer?
Maybe. I don't know, Gray. Is it?
I don't know, CJ. Is it?
Well, it had to have a...
It didn't have to.
I guess not, yeah.
And in the...
Like the recall. Could anyone recall?
Could anybody... Would it return to anybody who threw it? If Loki fought Thor and sometime during the battle, Loki took hold of the hammer... Could he have it for any amount of time, and would it return to him?
Is there a reset button?
Could he pick it up and have the powers of Thor, or could he just pick it up and it would just be a metal hammer with no powers?
What is the enchantment, word for word?
Odin says...
Wait, you actually have this written down?
Yeah, I wrote it. I can't prepare it. Did you memorize it? Whosoever holds this hammer, if they be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
And you have that tattooed on your back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No. That's right. You just can't read it.
It's tattooed somewhere else.
So it says they, so it doesn't say male or female.
Although
it's he, she, it, maybe.
Yeah. The pronoun does matter, though. And they was very conscious.
Well.
It was conscious that they chose to use they in the films.
And the power of Thor.
And the power of Thor. But again, Thor, that means, I think that's treated as a mantle of Thor.
Okay. So title.
It's a title. There are other Thors besides. Thor is his name, but it's also a
title.
It's a title like Batman or Superman.
Hmm. Right.
There are other Batmans besides Bruce Wayne. And in the same way, there's other Thors besides Thor.
Is that because it's multi-universal? Multiverse?
Well, there's just other people who are worthy. And it's similar to, I've mentioned this, it's similar to in Green Lantern, the rings that the lanterns wear are very similar to the hammer itself. The rings... they fly and find the person who is worthy, who has the greatest willpower,
right?
The greatest representative of that planet, and Hal Jordan, for example, exemplifies that. So the ring comes on his finger.
Mm. Equal characteristics between,
but very equal. In the movie,
but it's willpower, it's not worthiness.
It's the previous owner of the ring that passes it to him,
which is in the comics. Abin Sur dies, but they don't need to know each other. It just goes to the second in line, the next most with the most willpower.
But doesn't he pass it on to him verbally in that movie?
In the film.
He
sent
out the ring. When he sent it out, and he was like, find my next predecessor. Or whatever he says. Right. He doesn't tell the ring. The ring itself has its own
conscious.
It's designed by the Guardians.
Right. Yeah.
With like the hammer, with a mind of its own. In the same way the hammer returns to the hand of the person who threw it, the ring always... finds the person that it belongs to.
Yeah. So maybe Hal Jordan is worthy of Mjolnir. I mean, I guess it depends on what the ring.
The ring values willpower.
Oh, that's right.
As far as the Green Lanterns go,
right?
The Yellow Lanterns has to do with fear.
Right.
That's the only real quality that they need is willpower.
So you're saying that Thanos would be worthy of holding Mjolnir?
I would consider it.
Really?
It's funny.
Yeah, because Thanos sacrifices everything.
He's
willing to sacrifice anything.
He slaughters a lot of people, though.
I don't think that has anything to do with selflessness. I mean, he does, but...
There has to be a good or evil line somewhere. Yeah, and the hammer has to know the difference.
So.
Whether we define good and define evil, and Thanos thinks he's good, but we think he's evil. I think the hammer itself needs to have its own
moral code.
Yeah, there has to be a line there.
I don't think the hammer has to do with morals or ethics, only worthiness.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to do with hero or villain. It's just... if you exemplify worthiness.
Well, we do know that all the tenets of the Avengers in Age of Ultron trying to, you know, lift Mjolnir off the table.
Great.
And that scene is an awesome scene. Tony Stark couldn't do it. Rhodey couldn't do it. Hawkeye could not do it. You know, Bruce Banner could not do it. And he would be considered, I would say, pretty worthy.
Bruce Banner?
I would think so.
He's not temperate.
He's not temperate.
Yeah, not at all.
It's his anger. So that's what disqualifies him.
Yeah.
And then you have Steve Rogers that even in that moment wanted to help Thor save face. Because he knew that he could probably lift the hammer.
You think he knew that he could and he chose not to?
I think he chose not. Yeah, because you see it move and it's, you know, that has that little scrape sound.
What if he's not quite worthy yet?
I think there was an element of his personality that made that it added to his worthiness. He didn't want to show up Thor.
Okay.
You know?
I can buy that.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of it. He's like, I know I could lift that thing.
He didn't need to. He right. waited till he needed to pick it up.
And Thor says, I knew it.
I knew it. He got so excited.
Even though he's getting the crap kicked out of him, too.
Right.
With an axe in his chest and being kicked around by Thanos.
Right.
So going outside of the MCU, who's the first person that comes to mind or first character in other movies that you would deem worthy? CJ, you
Me?
Go first.
Me first?
Yeah.
I'm going to start with this character who's not a human or a Homo sapien.
Sapien.
Homo sapien?
Homo sapien. No. Homo sapien?
Homo what?
Yeah. He's not human.
Aslan. Do you know where he's from?
Yeah, the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The novels by C.S. Lewis.
Well, he's Christ incarnate, pretty much.
As a lion.
As a lion. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
See Aslan swinging the hammer around.
Right. In his mouth?
Yeah. His tail?
Tail. Yeah.
His tail?
His tail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gray?
The Jedi.
Ah.
I wouldn't say all Jedi.
Any of the greatest...
Jedi's?
Any of the most...
Yoda?
Any of the top Jedi. Yoda. Mm-hmm. Obi-Wan Skywalker. In his old age. I don't know about Luke.
Really?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
They could lift the hammer with the Force, first of all.
Good thing?
I believe so.
Well, the Force would be worthy.
The Force is always worthy.
Ah.
And if you are in tune and in accordance with the Force, like Yoda.
Like the elevator.
Like the elevator.
Elevator's not worthy.
So you thought, can machines lift the hammer? What about the Terminator? Could the Terminator lift the hammer?
I don't know if the Terminator has a conscience. Doesn't have any, it's just programmed to do.
So in the way that an elevator could lift it, could the Terminator lift it as a non-sentient programmed machine?
Maybe.
Like an object.
It's just a kind of zero-sum game.
Yeah. That's why Vision was able to, because of the Mind Stone or because Jarvis?
I think it was because of the Mind Stone.
Oh, you think so?
But isn't the Mind Stone?
Mind Stone is.
Place for both sides, good
altruistic,
and evil.
Altruistic, I think. I think it gives him automatic consciousness.
And you have a lot of the Mind Stone is not made up of anything that having to do with Thor. It has everything to do with Jarvis, Tony, Bruce Banner.
But it's also ancient. That's only in recent years.
But Vision had the input of Ultron, so he's got a lot of questionable personality traits.
Yeah, he does.
He is Jarvis's brain.
He's an amalgam
processor,
right?
And he's made up of whatever that doctor's
synthetic organic,
material,
tissue,
and vibranium. So that's what he's made
Helen
of.
Helen Cho,
the brain of Jarvis, powered by the Mind Stone.
Yeah,
so he's just powered by the Mind Stone. So is Jarvis is the worthy part of?
But he's inseparable from the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
You can't have the Vision without
the
Mind Stone.
Because it's the power. Yeah, as soon as you unplug the power, it's like your computer.
Well, I mean, the new Vision, the white Vision.
It's his battery pack, right?
I mean, that's not Vision.
Yeah, but the white Vision just has the memories of...
Right.
Correct?
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so then if we're talking about machines, let's discuss, could the Iron Giant lift the hammer?
He was...
Iron Giant...
He sacrificed himself.
Sacrifices himself.
Yeah.
Demonstrates nobility and purity of heart throughout the film.
And he seems to have a conscience.
He seems to have a heart.
Yes.
I'd say yes. That's good. I didn't think about that one.
I would say yeah.
Could he lift the hammer?
He's already.
But he's also scrap and electricity. You know, he's not a sentient humanoid being. Or nor an alien. He's the Terminator. I mean, he's the same as the Terminator or RoboCop.
So we have CJ going with Aslan. Aslan or Aslan?
Aslan? I think. Yeah.
You're thinking the Terminator. Or you're thinking...
I'm thinking the Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
But I would like to see the Terminator lift the hammer.
I think Terminator's just a machine, though.
And the Iron Giant isn't?
But he seems to have a conscience. You know, Terminator's programmed to kill and find a target. That's it.
True.
Except for the Terminator in Terminator 2.
Yeah, he has more of a...
But it's the same. He's just following his orders.
He is, but he learned how to...
He's no more noble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he's any more noble. He just has a better directive.
So you're
right.
Going against your...
I'm disproving myself. Yeah.
So my choice?
It's okay.
I would have to say, you know, maybe Neo. You think Neo would be worthy?
Absolutely.
That was our, like, top choice.
Yeah, I kind of stole that from you. Yeah, it was very, very unworthy of me.
He's the one. He's the one, absolutely.
You know, the funny thing is, that's the most complex scene in cinematic. Well, one of the more complex scenes from a character development standpoint when he meets the one for the first time. Because she tells him, you know, all these different things and then contradicts herself. So she shows a lot of sides of her character diamond, if you will.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very complex character, the one.
Hmm.
By her physical appearance, being grandmotherly, making the cookies, telling him that, hey, you know you're the one intrinsically. It's like being in love. Then she says, well, let's take a look at you. And then she starts checking to see him if he's the one. And then she tells him, no, you're sorry, kid.
Yeah.
You're not the one.
You're not the one.
After telling him, well, it's kind of like you being in love. You just know it. So, very complex character.
Mm-hmm.
I need to dive into that more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Neo, I mean, the only thing about Neo is the fact that in the beginning, he runs from everything.
He does. It
takes him a while to figure out who he is.
But he doesn't become the one. He always has been the one.
He has.
He doesn't step up to become the one.
You are, but don't you have to get to that point in your life to also become? It's not like you're changing who you are. You always are.
Neo didn't run towards danger like Captain America.
So just in the beginning. In the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, neither did Steve, though. I mean, he in the beginning, he was still taking his licks and getting his ass kicked and all that other stuff. He kept on running into the fight. So that's an element of nobility that Neo did not have because he was running from the fight.
I think that's worth noting then that you can.
So I could be.
You cannot be worthy, and then over time gain
the
qualities that make you worthy.
Well,
in that sense, can anybody become worthy?
Probably.
Can any character?
Was Thor worthy before the enchantment?
There was a time when he wasn't.
Right.
Well, there was
a
time when he couldn't lift his own hammer.
Right.
So can any character? I mean. Point blank whatsoever, can any character who has the capacity to gain those qualities become worthy of the hammer?
Now, you had mentioned, Superman comes to mind. I mean, would he be able to wield Mjolnir?
The comic?
I mean, he got Superman so many variations.
Books, yes.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the Christopher Reeve version of Superman maybe lift Mjolnir?
Surely.
Not the Henry Cavill?
No.
Or Brandon Routh?
No. What virtues does he have?
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of authentic, realistic aspects of Superman. There's a cynicism in it.
Sure.
You know?
And Zack Snyder did the same with Watchmen and with... There's a lot of that in that.
Right.
And Wonder he tried Woman? To match the tone. Wonder Woman, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No?
I think so.
CJ disagrees.
Our Amazonian training... has prepared her.
I don't have a reason why. I just feel like she wouldn't.
Something's not jiving.
Yeah, something's not. Yeah.
Is it because she's a girl?
No. No.
Anybody else come to mind?
Yeah.
Surely.
Well, back to the. I missed it when we were talking about Iron Giant and Terminator. Optimus Prime.
Oh, nice one. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Give me something.
I could totally see that. I can totally see
his sound effect.
There it is.
Optimus Prime.
I don't know much about Optimus Prime.
Really?
I really don't.
What about Bumblebee?
You need to educate me.
Could all the Autobots wield Mjolnir? And they have similar characteristics.
I think it's the attitude of Prime himself. Is
yeah. Well,
he has a mindset.
So goes the leader, as goes the team. So
well,
the rest of the Autobots?
Just because Thor holds it, no one... Not his whole team can carry
it's like a license. It's like an electrical license. If the owner...
Wait a minute.
No,
okay.
No.
Could the Lady Sif and the Warriors 3 wield Mjolnir?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-mm.
Hmm. That is a very interesting question. Never even thought about those guys. They get overlooked so much in the movies.
Lady Sif is going to be in the next Thor.
I could see that because she's hot.
Which is true.
She's cute.
And she appeared in the Loki.
That's right. Yes, she did. She's been making
to remind people of her own existence.
And she has made appearances in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, really?
Yes.
TV show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We kind of got into it and fell out. Yeah.
Phil Coulson.
After his death.
Right. Comes back. Yeah.
And probably dies again. I don't know. Does he? How many times has he died?
Once, as far as I know.
I wish that he had appeared in one of the third or fourth Avengers film.
Yeah. Why didn't he? Yeah.
I think he served his purpose in the films. Mm-hmm. He united the Avengers. Yeah. That's who the Avengers are avenging.
Yeah, after Phil Coulson. All, it's
Phil Coulson.
Yeah.
So maybe there was no function for him in the plot.
His first name is Agent.
Very true.
So Optimus Prime is very interesting. I didn't even think of Optimus Prime. What about John Wick? No.
He's more of a...
He's more in line with Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Yeah.
Batman would be a
vigilante. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about the Equalizer?
I think it's same.
Denzel?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Dark.
James Bond.
Vigilante.
Jason Bourne. Jack Reacher.
Right.
Any of the...
Liam Neeson.
And, agents or...
Taken.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. Yeah, I think that's its own...
They're all following orders, more or less. They're either following orders or they're taking revenge.
Right. That's not worth it.
No, I don't. Hmm. I don't think there's much of a case.
So, Aslan.
Mufasa. There's another lion for you.
You think Mufasa is worthy?
I think if Aslan is worthy, then Mufasa surely is.
But he didn't, I don't know, he didn't sacrifice himself. He protected his son.
Yeah.
He did.
In the short time we knew him, yes, but then he goes, he becomes one with the stars in the sky or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, does that indicate worthiness?
Divinity.
Yeah.
I don't know, for lions, I would say.
Enough about that from the movie to say he's worthy.
Wouldn't Black Panther be in that fraternity? I know he's part of the MCU, but I mean, wouldn't he be worthy of Mjolnir? A lot of selflessness, a lot of similar characteristics.
Selflessness is not. I mean, if that's the only
nobility
trait we're going off of, then so many characters would be. I think
Captain America shows the best examples of what you need to be. So anyone that resembles that should be worthy.
Well, I think Black Panther could be certainly be worthy.
Hmm.
Never thought about that.
Well, I think Peter Parker. Peter Parker? Peter Parker. I'm speaking more of the classic version, but he puts everything behind protecting the lives of other people.
Well,
sacrifices his reputation, his education, his relationships,
for everything good.
To save one person.
Right.
Right.
Everything he could benefit from.
I think he's the most selfless character.
I think there's an age limit as well.
Yeah, but
you have to be over 18.
There's got to be. Yeah.
You also hate Tom Holland, so I mean, there's that.
Tom Holland may not be worthy.
We're bringing that up again, are we?
Yeah. Well, that's sticking. That's going to be a part of this thing.
I wonder if there are any villain characters who would be worthy.
Who's that?
I wonder if there are any villain characters who would be considered worthy.
Oh. Well, you did mention Thanos in the beginning.
I did.
He's a villain character.
He's an enemy. That's a stretch. I wouldn't call him an...
He has a different idea of how things should be.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's willing. The Avengers.
But you're saying his actions are benevolent because of his final solution. Okay.
I do.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Adolf Hitler. So, in a way, he was committing.
In the name of something.
Right. Greater.
Virtuous.
In his mind.
Yeah. I guess he could.
So. With him going ahead, and plus there was really no... It wasn't like he was sacrificing himself to do that. He was going and slaughtering people in the name of this greater good idea. And going planet to planet and saying, okay, half of you over here, half of you over here. Hey, guys, nothing personal, just business. I'm just going to mow all your asses down and you're going to be children of Thanos, all right? Just to let you know.
Yeah, because if he's taking away half, why would he take away himself at the end?
I think he would have.
Well, I think,
if it came to that, I think he would have sacrificed himself.
He understood the consequences of his action. He knew that should he get the gauntlet and collect all the stones, that people will be coming after him. All right. He was expecting that. And that's why the only benevolent action he had was being alone on that planet and knowing that somebody would know where he was and somebody would find him. He didn't have any armies guarding him. It was just him. And he's like, I know. It's part of my...
it's done. It's done. Irreversible.
Yeah. So there's an element of, I don't know if it's benevolence or just, it is what it is. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
I think. He retired. Yeah.
He retired, and it was short-lived.
Yeah. He did what he set out to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that benevolent, though, or is it?
No, it's not. I don't think there's any.
No.
That doesn't indicate good intention.
No.
Just allowing yourself to be slaughtered. Taken. Yeah.
It's like suicide by cop.
Yeah. I was trying to think of any villains who could be considered worthy.
Right. Who comes? I mean,
if Vision can lift the hammer, can Ultron?
Ultron's got a conscience, though.
Does he? He has an operating system.
He has an operating system, but he is actively thinking and figuring out what to do to correct what he sees as a problem, similar to Thanos. It requires the annihilation of, mm-hmm. He saw himself as an instrument of God.
Right, as a prophet.
Right.
There's got to be a line.
I don't think the hammer knows any lines.
But
I don't think it has any moral code.
No, it's just worthiness.
Right. It's like the Green Lantern ring. It's willpower.
Right.
And in the beginning, Sinestro, Green Lantern's enemy, possessed enough willpower.
Right. But I mean, the notion of it going to Steve indicates that it has a moral code. It wouldn't go to, somebody who has just as much
virtues,
the opposite of Steve. It went to Steve because he was selfless, because mm-hmm. he did put himself last. So, I mean, okay. there is a moral code there that depicts what it
I think he just possessed all the virtues. But if it had been in the name of a different cause, I think it would have gone to him anyway.
Mm.
Even if it wasn't a noble cause.
These are the kind of shows that we should have live and take questions from the audience.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anything else? We have exhausted this topic. Are you guys looking forward to any particular movies that are coming up? I actually pulled up
The Eternals.
The Eternals. You're looking forward to that?
Ten Rings.
What is Ten that? Rings is coming out next month.
The Abomination is going to appear in that.
Cool. Oh, really?
Yeah, he appears in the trailer briefly and in the poster.
And the last time he appeared was the first Hulk movie with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emil Blonsky.
So September 3rd, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Ten Rings, we also, is a callback to...
The Mandarin,
that's right. And also the people who took Tony in the beginning of Iron Man.
Which is the Mandarin.
Was it the Mandarin?
Extension of the Mandarin, yeah.
Okay.
Not Ben Kingsley.
Well, he was an actor.
It was Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor. My name's Trevor.
We have that movie coming out September 3rd. Venom, Let There Be Carnage coming out September 24th.
I could care less about that.
Really?
But Carnage looks phenomenal.
Yes.
Carnage, I mean, I wish he looked that well in a well-told story.
Well, Venom is, are they going to bring him into the, he's kind of like, hey, I'm over here. I'm out in the orbit.
He's kind of both.
Is he like Spider-Man's nemesis?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Spider-Man brought... an alien symbiote. He obtains a black suit during a battle off world, and he returns to Earth with the black suit. And the black suit can do so much more than he could ever do. It's stronger, faster, like you see in Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And then later it's realized that suit has a mind of its own and its own intentions and has been corrupting Peter Parker and taking over his mind. And once it detaches itself, it keeps the spider on its chest and calls itself Venom. And then attaches to different hosts.
I did not know that.
Like,
did you know that season?
Eddie Brock.
I didn't follow it that much.
No.
I don't think I saw the first Venom.
Really?
Maybe once or half.
No reason to.
Tom Hardy, right? Yeah, I love him. Great. But good. I don't think I saw the whole thing, honestly.
So we have the Eternals. You're looking forward to the Eternals.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. I'm reading the Eternals by Jack Kirby.
Are you?
The original, yeah. The beginning.
Spider-Man 3, CJ.
Oh.
December 17th, 2021.
Nah.
Eh?
I'll be excited if Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield appear.
If they make it a, yeah.
Which
it makes it a multiverse.
So many rumors suggest they do.
They're not, they actually made the announcement that they are not releasing a trailer.
What?
Yeah.
At all?
At all.
That's awesome. You're joking.
I kid you
like
not.
That.
Look it up.
I think I like
that. There will
that.
Be no trailer?
No trailer revealing anything about the movie. You're going to find out everything about it in the movie.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. That's
I
what
think
I read.
That's better. That's
how
amazing.
Do they promote the film?
That's
does it need any promotion?
It's freaking Spider-Man. Yeah, it doesn't need anything.
Yeah, people but you go over to the random person on the street and you ask them.
Or they could put up a poster.
Is there a Spider-Man film coming up? And they would probably say, I don't know.
Well, I think, wasn't it? They're calling it Spider-Man 3, but isn't it supposed to be called No Way Home?
Right.
Yeah.
That was the
with all the home,
announced.
You know.
Yeah. They yeah. repeat the word home in all
Homecoming,
three films.
I don't know.
I think Home Run would have been
Far From Home.
A more clever title.
Home Run?
Home Run.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the fourth one.
Oh, they're going to run out of
Here's the thing.
Clever titles.
Yeah.
Every TJ. Third movie, Iron Man, Thor, there's another one.
Captain America?
Captain America. Mm-hmm. They all lose something at the third movie or in the third movie. Iron Man loses all of his suits in the third movie.
And his house.
Thor lost his hammer in the third movie.
Ooh. And his eye.
Yeah. And his eye. See, there's multiple.
And his eye, that's right.
And
yeah. Captain yeah. America loses his what? His shield. Tony says
and
that's
his
my
membership
father's
in the
shield.
Avengers.
Yeah, look at the
so
you.
What is Spider-Man going to lose?
The Avengers lost everything in the third movie. Avengers film.
Because they weren't
half
yeah.
of their teammates.
That's right. Look at that.
Maybe he'll lose his mind.
Maybe.
Or maybe he'll give his name up to Miles Morales.
Maybe.
I think that'd be fascinating.
Morbius is coming out January 28th, 2022.
Same continuity as Venom.
Really?
By the way. Yeah, Michael Keaton appears as the Vulture. So that's something
so
that's
the Vulture
confusing.
From the first Spider-Man movie.
The Vulture from the MCU is going to appear in that film, which indicates that it's inside of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
But yet, I doubt if they'll ever mention the Avengers or any of those properties. I don't think they will.
Well, they even mentioned the Avengers in the Eternals trailer.
Right. Well, the Eternals is straightforward, a part of the connected universe.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, but the Venom, all the Spider-Man spinoffs are their own continuity, but
outside of...
But
do you think that maybe... 80%. Marvel's going to start losing people who have been so fanatical over the Avengers run with all these different spinoffs. I mean, you're appealing to true comic book nerds at this point.
I think they've gained the trust of audiences enough to have heroes nobody's heard about.
Here's the thing. Like my wife, who was just as, well, probably not as rabid as I was, but, you know, really enjoyed the whole Infinity Saga thing. Much as my entire family. My daughter has yet to see any of the WandaVision, Loki, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV shows. No interest.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Because the story's been told.
I guess. Maybe it's just kind of run its course.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I do.
It's like a exhaustion that comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, there's still life after the blip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've already climaxed. I mean, they have to start, have to rev up and gain that momentum that they had back in the first Iron Man. They're starting over again.
Got to do the,
in a way.
The pre-glow.
And there's no...
Foreplay.
There's so... Exactly. Yeah. There's so much...
Got to take her out to dinner again and...
Right. Got to court her all over again.
So what is this next phase? The multiverse? It was Infinity Saga?
There's magic... There's the upcoming, there's just so much magic coming up.
Right.
There's the multiverse. There's Kang the Conqueror.
Right. Kang the Conqueror with Loki, how that ended.
Mm-hmm. You
revealed
right.
that Kang was behind a lot of what went on.
And more
Batman is coming out March 4th, 2022.
That's directed by Matt Reeves, who directed the second and third new Planet of the Apes films.
Right.
I'm very excited for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And there's supposedly a whole slew of villains. Rather than a single villain, because it's a detective story.
Right.
It's a straightforward detective Batman story. It's a mystery.
Hmm.
I'm pumped for that.
Okay. The other aspect is also Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Directed by Sam Raimi.
March 25th.
Ridiculous title.
Right. Really?
Yeah. The Multiverse of Madness?
Right.
That's a ridiculous title for a film, I think.
And then Thor, Love, and Thunder for the big summer blockbuster movies. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, July, a whole bunch of summer movies. Black
Adam.
How are
they doing that?
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let's wrap up episode two. And yeah, that was fun. Good conversation.
Indeed.
That's it.
Cool enough. Follow us at capesandhammers.com. I think that is the URL. Point you to the Facebook page and engage in conversation with us.
Check it out.
Cool, guys. Until then, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
See you.